Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
There's a lot of people in the world that will take the challenge to climb the mountain.
But the great ones can get to the top of the mountain and say, you know what? I can be even better.
You become the mountain.
I am the river.
I am a simpleton.
Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, the two great football coaches.
Belichick must be punished harshly.
He should be suspended indefinitely. Do a thorough investigation. Talk to ex-employees.
I would steal his dog.
Football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we have no involvement in it.
Reached out.
Do not have anything to add. Do not have anything to add.
Right now.
B-roll is stuff that you can play in the background.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, it's what, day three here of, day three, right? Of
Spygate 2.0.
I think it is. And the commissioner.
The search for answers.
Commissioner's down there in Texas with the league meetings, and he is finally addressing this with a couple of questions that were thrown in his direction. So here is Roger Goodell.
You'll review all the factors. What kind of factor is the Patriots' history of having previous taping incidents play in that investigation?
Of course, that's a factor. But I think the key things are the new information that we have. That information we obviously already have. But I think the issue is, what information do we have from this incident?
Do you anticipate a decision by the end of the season?
I don't have an anticipation. We're going to be thorough, and we're going to get all the facts, and we'll go from there.
End of the season? End of the season?
End of the regular season?
We're sitting here going, the end of the week, and he doesn't have an answer. And
the first one
that we were teasing at,
end of the season,
is he's talking about the question was about the Patriots' history of taping stuff, and he said, of course, that is a factor.
Previous taping incidents play in that
investigation. Of course, that's a factor.
But then he went on to actually say, but they're going to take the facts.
Oh, man. This will happen before the draft. Because if you're really taking into account past issues,
this is not good.
I don't think... I don't think mistake can buy you any sort of, forgiveness. I don't think that, hey, it was by accident. Hey, oh, it wasn't us. No. This had nothing to do with me.
They have to take the history into account. Yeah. Because, listen, if this was Tampa Bay who did this, they would look at the film and say it wasn't used for football. It was their production company.
Be gone in hours.
Bye. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
So the fact that they would even get fined for this, and depending on how they really strongly feel about it, depending on what's in the film, maybe a fine and a sixth-round pick, I don't know. It's only going to be given to them because of their history. If it was another organization, this would be squashed already. Yeah. They'd look at the film and say, this was B-roll. This is nothing.
Right.
And it'd be over with. But because it's the Patriots, that same content, that same intent is going to be looked at differently.
Wouldn't you feel a little bit better if he came back and answered that question about having come a decision by the end of the season? Well, we hope to have it pretty soon here. You know?
They'll give it by Friday.
Listen, you can't.
That's a difficult decision.
You can't. Get all angry or uptight with the fact that they're going to take their time and go through it. With a fine tooth comb and just really talk to a lot of people, because I would hate for them to rush into it, get it wrong, and really screw it up.
Please.
But their history is that they however long you think it takes, multiply by 10.
Let me tell you what their history is. Their history is they rule based on how it will play to the minions out there. How it will play.
Well, this one more so than ever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this one, how can you not? Okay, I know it was, even if it was a mistake, it doesn't matter. It just looks crappy. It looks like we're not policing our own league. It looks like we're not punishing people after we threatened them, after we told them not to do it again,
but
after they said
joke.
They would never do it again. And even though he had nothing to do with it, it's still his team.
Right. So just slap him with a heavy fine. If you want to take a sixth or seventh round draft pick, anything above that would be, I think, a joke. But it would not surprise me, because the commissioner in this league has always ruled based on popular belief out there, how it's going to play. The Ray Rice deal, initially very little, then slapped him big time. They had an investigation, and their own investigation showed that Ezekiel Elliott did nothing wrong. They couldn't prove anything wrong. What did they do? They slapped him with a big-time penalty. Why? Because they wanted to play to the crowd out there. It's not about getting the story right, getting the investigation right.
I got it wrong.
And handing out the appropriate penalty. It is all about how we protect the shield, how we make it look to protect our business. That's what it's all about. And the Patriots are the bad guys, always have been. And so they need to slap them up. Silly.
It's the reason why they'll get anything. That's all. Anything. Now, yeah. To what extent, like you said, I find it hard to believe they take anything more than a fifth. That'd be the harshest penalty, right? But I think you should expect a fine. Whereas if it was another organization, it'd probably be nothing.
All right, to the phone calls we go. Here's JP in North Providence. Hey, JP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you guys are talking about credibility right now, because I've been following the NFL since Super Bowl III, and I think their credibility is at an all-time low. As you guys have just described, they pander to public opinion. They don't want to get to the truth and get to the facts. And that has not carried over only to decisions such as Deflategate, and this new thing that came up, but it translates to going on the field when they're thinking that 10 people in zebra shirts can get the calls right. And, you know, the college teams seem to be so much smarter because they have somebody dedicated up in the press box watching over, and there may be 10 calls or fewer per game that need some further scrutiny. And I think for myself as a fan, I would like to see all the calls being done properly per the facts, just like the decisions on the big situations.
Good
I'd
luck.
Like to see that, even if it delays the calls a little bit.
No, I don't want to see that either. That's too much. Well, how long do you want the game?
10 calls or fewer is not going to take too long, but I was at the game Sunday, and the Patriots got robbed.
10 reviews in a game? 10 reviews is going to take a long time.
A half hour.
Yeah.
Well, they already got 6 maximum with the challenge flags, but
yeah, but I would say that's above average, though.
Yeah. But it'll be under 10. And look what happened to the Saints. You know, I can't trust the league for anything. It's not into fairness.
I'm with you, JP. I totally agree. They lack credibility. They're not transparent. They do these investigations, and still, in the end, why don't they just do this? Do a poll. Put a poll up there, or, you know, what would you rather see the NFL do? And then whichever way the poll goes, just go in that direction.
Say, take a poll?
Because in the end, that's what they end up doing. They look at where the popular opinion is flowing, and that's where they make their decision in virtually everything they do. And in this one, Lou's right. If it were Tampa Bay, they move on. Nobody's talking about it. We move on. Now they did nothing. They had a TV crew up there. They were doing a special. Nah, don't worry about it. It's New England. It's the history. And they've got everybody out there saying, nail New England, nail New England.
So,
and they're going to nail New England.
If at this point in time, if past issues are going to play a part of how badly fined or suspended they get, does it matter how bad the situation is? Or is it just, hey, listen, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. One more thing. Doesn't matter. Bad, good, small, little, it doesn't matter. The fine is going to be doubled,
Christian,
whatever it would be.
Christian, when we went through Deflategate, even the people who were very critical of the New England Patriots and thought they were doing something wrong, most of them would come out with the very next sentence saying, but it really doesn't make a difference. The football, air or no air in it, really doesn't affect the game any. So the NFL decided that they were going to spend, what, $15 million total, taking it through various courts and appealing it and doing all of this stuff.
Oh, is that it?
For maybe $20 million.
Yeah, I know.
For what? For what reason?
To get to the bottom of it, to make sure that people aren't cheating.
Principle.
But it's not a factor in a game. We all know that. It's not a factor in a game.
What do you mean it's not a factor in a game?
It's not a factor in a game. because you have games in which temperature changes outside, and we know that there's no factor, no difference in Tom Brady throwing. Matter of fact, he won games, Lou, did
he
not?
No, I understand.
After it made him inflate the ball to its max.
So you're saying that if Tom just came out and fell on the sword and said, you know what, yeah, I doctor the footballs, I take air out, I get them, yeah, they're under the regulation, which is against the rules. It's not a factor. It's no big deal.
It was not a big deal for the league to put it through what they did. How? How did they help the league? This is what I mean. But
you're getting me to defend the league here, but they do have rules. Like, that's, you know, you got to have the ball to this period for a specific reason.
But they don't
whatever
adhere
they
to
might
rules.
Be.
They don't adhere to
well,
rules.
Well, they were trying to.
No, because we knew at the time, if you remember, there were other games in which they actually put balls next to heaters. There were other games that were specifically brought up, and they didn't sit there and say, oh, you know what, you're right. We've done it in other games where we've moved the ball next to the heaters, so therefore it's okay here.
Can we stop?
I don't want to review deflate.
I don't either. But
the point I'm trying to bring up is the NFL only cares about what the prevailing opinion is out there.
No, but Glenn, but I would say in the past, yes, but this is too easy. This is it again. They got caught. Whether it was a mistake or not, it doesn't matter. They admitted to it, Glenn. So what do you? What, oh, you know what? You no, you're good.
I mean,
honesty.
Christian, you're making it up. I sat here and said at the beginning of the show, throw $500,000 fine at them. The organization should be fine.
No, but you're saying that it's more about perception that they're going to.
It is. That's what the NFL's doing. They know the answer.
No,
to this.
I think with
they've
with
done
this
the investigation. This
one has nothing to do.
You're going to get fined for stupidity.
To do with perception. Yeah. Yes. Sorry. You're dumb.
You're getting fined for stupidity.
Yeah, but it's too easy.
The Patriot way. Attention to detail. There was no attention to detail, and therefore, it's going to cost you.
I totally agree. And the answer is, you slapped
but
it with
$500,000
fine.
It has nothing to do with
It does.
The masses.
It is. Because if they did nothing, if they came out and said,
they did do something,
we're
going to
give
matter.
New England nothing.
Glenn, they shouldn't do anything. They should fine the New England Patriots for being stupid.
I agree.
Okay, so
I said that at the beginning of the show.
But
I
you're
said
saying
half
that they
a million,
should,
and he,
but you're
he said
saying that
half
they
a million.
Are you saying that they shouldn't fine him, but because of outside pressure, they're going to?
No, I said what they're doing right now is they're playing to public opinion out there.
Well,
so what you
so.
Do is you know what the answer is.
I don't think
you
so.
Know
not
what they
one.
Did. You know what they did.
How,
they,
Glenn?
Well, you know, wait a minute. Let me finish. You know what the Patriots did. They had a television crew in there.
Yeah.
They violated the rules.
Yeah, stupid.
You cannot film the other sideline.
So
you
I don't need to
do
give
it
in outside
the
pressure. We're going to fine you for doing something illegal and stupid.
But do it.
What they will.
But they're playing it for days. The commissioner just
Glenn,
said, maybe not even until
the
commissioner end of
the season. Also said, hey, by the way, we got like real meetings going on down here. Were they in Dallas? We had stuff on the agenda. Sorry, I didn't drop everything to look into this. We will be back Wednesday. They will look at it tomorrow, Friday. Maybe they'll get it done.
I don't think he's saying all that stuff, but he's.
He actually said we've been down here, been pretty busy with the stuff we've been doing.
Okay. Please. This thing could be done very, very quickly. And they're dragging it out, and they're getting what they want out of it. The league does this all the time. Everything they do.
I don't blame them for not dropping everything. They got people investigating it. And when we get back to New York, you can fill
Dallas
me in
Cowboys
them.
Found
because right
Dallas.
Now, I don't want to be filled in with what's going on in New England. We're talking to the owners about the CBA. We're talking about 18 games. We're talking about the playoffs. We're talking about revenue sharing. We're talking about real stuff. You guys take a look at some freaking crap production. All right, let me know about it. When I come back, I'll be briefed, and we'll decide on it. I don't think they're dragging their feet. I think they got stuff to do.
Yeah, I think they're dragging their feet. Here's
Our
Justin
job is
in
to
New Hampshire.
The integrity of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
But
hello, Justin.
Go ahead.
Hey guys. So Glenn, I got to be honest with you. I'm listening to every word you say, and it just sounds more or less and less intelligent at the moment. Every moment that goes.
Let
on.
Him finish. Let's hear. Don't interrupt.
Here's
him.
The deal. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Christian. Christian, I know it's tough because you played for them, but you sound like you've got a little bit of a fair mind. The cure to all of this, instead of as New England fans trying to figure out how we can move on and get our fine and move on, like Lou was saying, they got other stuff going on. You know what the cure to this is? Not doing stupid things. Organizations are held accountable when they do certain stupid things. The Patriots, between Spygate, Deflategate, crafted a massage parlor. I got to be honest, I'm a big-time Patriots fan. I am disgusted. This is awful. I mean, it's a poor reflection.
So what should they do? What should the league do, Justin? What should the league do?
Glenn, they can do whatever they want. The NFL's not the one that did something wrong. Yeah, they should handle it swiftly, but we can't be pointing the finger at them. Point the finger at
I'm not pointing the finger at the NFL. I'm telling you that every ruling the NFL has made, well, you're not listening to me. Every ruling the NFL has made is all based on public opinion.
The point is they don't need to do it in this one.
They did it in Dallas. It was the same thing. It was public opinion. This is clean cut. I agree. No, no. You agree with me then, Justin. That's my point. This one's clean cut. There's a history to the New England Patriots. You're missing the point. I'm saying that they have done things wrong in the past. This is a simple one. They violated a rule again. $500,000. You hit the organization. You don't hit the football entity of the team because the football was not involved in it. So you hit the organization. That's how you do it financially. And then you move on. You agree with me. They should have done it by now. Today.
No, but I disagree with this notion. You're saying they need to get on with it. Get on with it. Why? Because you're a fan. You want it to be passed, and you want it to not tarnish the last 20 years.
It's not
true. The NFL can go whatever pace they want to. It's their league. They're in charge. Okay. The Patriots screwed up. Own it.
Okay. I agree with you. The Patriots screwed up. The Patriots should pay the price. You said they could do whatever they want to the Patriots.
Hold
I'm
on,
not sure
quick.
That's
so,
fair.
So I do think there's a couple things. One, I think that is why Bill is so mad, so angry, but because it was so easily avoidable. Just a little due diligence, just a little common sense, like Teddy was talking about. Just common sense, and we're not even in. But look at us. Look at me. Look at the position you put me in. The other one was this. Before you get to this next call, when you think about the league's philosophy, it's they're pretty predictable. Also, with things like this, it's okay. Big controversy, big scandal. They comment like they just did. They wait, and it's. Indefinite. They just wait, and maybe they just wait for the right time based on news dumps, and then they make an announcement. It's almost like it never happened, and they just throw it out there, and then that's it.
Christian,
they do that as part of their philosophy, so they're never going to sit there and release a statement. They never do that.
Listen, at the start of the show, I said $500,000. You thought that was outrageous when I said that.
No, I did because then I also forgot about past. They're actually using this as part of the deal because I think. Common sense should tell you, Mr. Commissioner, what this really is. Well, sorry, I would like to take that into account, but look at all this past history. I have to. I have to kind of find them
Absolutely.
For stupidity.
Absolutely.
But so, yeah, in a normal circumstances, I wouldn't find them anything. I would say, what the hell? You want a fresh one for that? How stupid are you? But under the circumstances, I don't have a choice. Sorry, Mr. Kraft, I don't have a choice.
So my point is, this is a simple one. They know all of the details by now, okay? This is not a complicated one. You don't need to go and interview 15 different people. This one's very simple, and they should be hit hard. As I said, $500,000 fine. Now, I'm not sure you should affect the football operation, but you've already heard it from people like Jason Lockenfora, okay, who claims they should lose not one, but two first-round draft picks.
Stupid.
Of course it's stupid.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
And whatever they do come down with, someone's going to want more.
Who cares?
That's just the way it is.
Yeah,
it's not enough.
Doesn't matter.
All right, here's Paulie in Dedham. Paulie.
Oh, no.
There you go, your buddy Paulie.
Listen, I have to say, I agree with you on all hands on deck in terms of the Cincinnati game this week. They lose one more game, this season's over. This team needs a bye more than any team I've seen in recent Patriots past.
No, you still have to win the game, though. You don't get a bye. You made a bye the first week. Okay.
They need that. They need that bye. They need preparation. Great. That's why I wanted Buffalo to win against Baltimore the other day.
Everyone did.
I knew it. I was so I just knew they got to cut guys coming up on our rear. Not the guys that are ahead of us. We need that bye more than anything. I don't mind. If you're not good enough, I don't care where you play the championship game. You're not going to win. Okay? I don't care where the game is played. Okay? That's why I had Denver with the 3 points a few years ago. And that's why I had the Pats 3 points when they had to go to Kansas City. I knew they had the team. I knew they weren't going to win in Denver. But I knew they were going to win last year. But I want to get to this thing with Belichick. Yeah. You with me, Glenn?
Get to it.
All right. I want to defend him, okay? And I'll tell you why. Okay? He learned his lessons after Spygate. Because he was not at all involved in Deflategate. It was obvious by his first press conference. It was obvious by when Brady came and took the podium right after him that he looked like the cat that swallowed the canary. Belichick was pissed because Brady went ahead and went over his head and kept it between him and the ball boys, being a good soldier, insulating the boss, because if you don't, then he's implicated. So the Belichick probably would have told him to stop right there anyway. But he was pissed. Now, that tells me he learned his lesson in Deflategate. I mean, in Spygate. So he's very cognizant, very
That's not what I'm hearing.
Aware of what he needs to do from there on in. Not
but you're missing
any rules, because he knows they're all fucked. So there's no way that he was gonna do this. There's no way. I could tell. I could read it by the way he was talking again.
Paulie, I don't know who you're arguing this point with. I don't think anybody thinks that Bill Belichick really had much to do with this.
Oh, you're wrong, though. Nationally?
Okay, yeah. But so therefore, it's not on the end of the football operations. Like Glenn said, Glenn is right on the target. You find the organization for being stupid. There's already some information coming back that it really wasn't a lot of the sideline stuff and focusing on the coaches wasn't happening. But eight minutes, you know, that doesn't work.
All right, we get it. We all agree with you. But I think nationally...
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. But the past history of Bill Belichick with Spygate has people like, not just Kellerman, but there are a lot of guys on TV
that are
sitting there saying it's Belichick doing the same thing that Belichick did before.
You can't speak certainly for every single human on the planet. I know that there's five or six idiots, but I don't think anybody sits there and thinks that Bill Belichick ordered this code red. Everybody understands what it is.
I think
but most people sit there and say, I don't really care because this is the organization. And quite frankly, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Listen, I think it's stupid that people are pointing the finger at Belichick, but I think people are.
And I know,
you're
like
hear
four
more of them. You're going to hear.
But well, can I read you this real quick? Because this kind of made me chuckle.
Six.
Because there's other coaches and other guys that are in similar situations, right, with a history of misconduct that just shouldn't be. It's just taboo now, right? So this is from The Athletic. I think this is Nick Underhill with Jeff Howe. It says, Jim Tressel can't hang out in tattoo shops with college athletes. Remember that whole scandal? Okay. USC can't take players to car dealerships. Right. They lost national championships and Heisman trophies because of it. The Patriots can't point a freaking video camera at another team's sidelines.
Nope.
To me, that's where it gets kind of just...
Yes.
What?
Drop the mic.
Like, okay, wait a second. I just imagine Bill just kicking back and just having a nice, relaxing day. Somebody calls him up and say, hey, we have a problem. Well, what is it? Did somebody get hurt? Is somebody dying? Somebody pass out? Well, what's the problem? Oh, there's another incident with a video camera. What? How? What? I gotta do OMF. What am I gonna do? Who's gonna grill me?
You had Ryan Clark today.
I mean, come on, fellas.
Former, you guys.
Former Pittsburgh Steeler. Who understands, and he hates the Patriots. He constantly thinks that Bill Belichick is cheating, okay? He has to explain it now to these national talkers on his show, First Take, exactly that this is not cheating because they think it's cheating.
I believe they're cheaters. I believe they're the best cheaters in the world, and I don't believe they were cheating this time. What, they're going to film them and get this? They want to see Zach Taylor do this the whole game? It's not the same league where people are signaling from the sidelines and you
Radio
can get these things. It's a lot different. And when you look at their approach to doing this, and actually Bill Belichick's approach, I appreciate him basically saying, yeah, y'all, we cheat. I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. I played against this team. I want them to be caught cheating. I was totally on the side that Deflategate was wrong, that Spygate was wrong. But in this one, I don't see the issue.
When did he say he was cheating?
What is this? Oh, yeah, man, y'all, we cheat. We admit it.
I remember that press conference. Yeah. Rookie Monster. Yeah, we cheat.
Yeah, y'all, we cheat.
It's a good question for you on Monday.
Yeah.
Ask Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, y'all cheat? No, you need to say, hey, y'all cheat. It's a question.
Just leave it there. Y'all cheat.
I like it.
Louie is in Fall River. Louie.
I definitely enjoy kicking back and relaxing.
Guys, I'm so pissed right now. I just bought a 65-inch TV from Walmart with no screws for the legs. I'm so mad right now.
Oh, okay.
Fix that, buddy.
Anyway. Listen, can you hear me?
Yeah, we just didn't laugh at your joke.
I did.
He waited for laughter.
No,
please clap.
Oh, I'm so mad. Yeah, my girl's birthday. I bought her TV with no screws. I don't believe it.
Hey.
Anyway, I'm so mad because you know what? They're not even guilty. They're blaming them.
But they are.
TV. No, they're guilty.
They are.
No, they violated the rule.
It's stupidity, not cheating. Stupidity.
What if the guy don't like the guy that works for them? Don't like them, and just did it on purpose, just so this can happen.
The cameraman?
No, the producer.
Yeah, the camera guy. Just say they don't like the Patriots. Let me do this so I can screw them. You know what I'm saying? Just what if?
That's a good point.
That's a stretch.
What
that's
if he don't like them and let me do it?
I think that's a stretch.
Louis, first of all, that call was doomed from the beginning.
Boom, boom.
So pissed right now. I just bought a 65-inch TV from Walmart with no screws for the legs. I'm so mad right now.
Okay. Fix that, buddy. It was more likely that the producer that was doing it, who has never been on the road before to do anything in another stadium, just was naive and didn't know what he could do and what he could not do. But shame on the Patriots organization for somebody, when they knew they were doing a feature on an advanced scout, for not sitting him down and saying, okay, there's some limitations on what you can film and what you cannot film. They do this when they're at Gillette Stadium. There are limitations on what you can film. I mentioned yesterday them doing something with the Guy Fieri, and they were doing some feature on his cooking show, food show, and there were limitations on how much stuff and where you could film because the NFL has restrictions. That's where this thing failed. Lack of communication. Tom is in New Hampshire. Hello, Tom.
Hello, guys. I think it's really screwy that the Patriots, you know, with all Robert and Jonathan Kraft's sort of persona, are sticking Belichick as the face of this thing. If they're the boss of the organization, then they ought to be the ones doing these interviews and being on TV and telling the world and their fans that it wasn't Belichick. Why the frig haven't they been out there saying it?
Thought you were going there.
I wasn't sure.
I had the finger on the button.
You know what? Like when people are getting angry. They're getting uptight, and it is the holiday season, so I felt it like is. We need... I think I can get people in a good mood.
No, you can't.
Here it is.
No.
Just listen to this, Tom. Listen to this, Tom. Just pay attention.
I'm in a very good
mood.
Need
somebody. Everybody. Need somebody.
Someone to love.
Someone to love.
Someone to love.
Don't you feel better, Tom?
Somebody.
He's still talking.
Sorry.
You.
I need you.
Bob Kraft.
Okay, shut
up.
He's still talking. Tom, you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, good.
So what was Robert Kraft's quote? You know everything you should?
Yeah. And
yesterday?
And he should have said more than that.
Did you see this today? He's actually at the White House?
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's at the White House.
Does he like that president?
Robert Kraft addressing White House Hanukkah reception.
Bob Kraft. He's becoming a pretty famous guy.
So he's at the White House speaking to apparently a Hanukkah reception.
Okay. Yeah.
He's there.
He didn't look happy.
But I was so confused with that comment yesterday when he came out and someone got from, you know everything you should know.
Yeah.
What if, and I agree with the caller, Robert, you know what, this was a Kraft production, had nothing to do with football operations.
Why can't he do what Bill's doing? That's what he should have said. He should have come out and said, listen, the only thing I know is that it was our Kraft production TV thing. It had nothing to do with football, nothing to do with Bill Belichick, and that's all I'm going to say. But you're right. By saying you already know everything.
You know what you should know.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, but they got it from Belichick, who's sitting there trying to defend himself and football operations because the TV side of the operation of the business got them into trouble. Because he's the one, Belichick's the one, and the coaching staff is taking the heat. Mm-hmm. Football operations mm-hmm. is. Nobody gives a rat's ass if a TV crew does something wrong, right? No. They think that the TV crew did it for football operations. There's no cheating with TV. There's cheating with football. And you're right. And the caller was right.
But how good a coach, in all fairness, right, is Coach Belichick?
Kraft should have said more. He should have said more.
Did he say anything? Are we going to play? Oh, we don't even have it yet. So he said hi.
He said
happy Hanukkah. Is it today the start of Hanukkah?
He's still going.
I don't know.
I think it is, actually. It might be.
I think it was
Hanukkah reception. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know. I don't know when it
starts. So why do you think they start the Hanukkah reception today? You think they just pick it as a random date? Maybe it's the only date that Kraft and Trump
Maybe
can get together.
Available.
Is that possible?
Oh, God.
He still calls him Bob, though. Everybody calls him Robert. And I like it. Like Fitzy and Mr. Kraft.
Listen, Donald, I need to get away.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got anything going on?
Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. Well, perfect. Hanukkah. I'll be right down.
Yeah, but the other thing is, it's like, he still calls him
Can
Bobby.
Can you get Adam Sandler? We'll sing a little song. We'll do it all up.
Nobody calls, it's funny, everybody calls President Trump or Trump Donald. Like, it's like they don't call him Mr. President. It's like Donald or
that guy's
Trump.
Got a serious weight problem. Go home. Start exercising.
Thank you. Jeez, he's passing that information out to us. Some people call him Orange Man, stuff like that. I've heard a lot of stuff. A lot of things that he's called out.
I'm sure these days he'll take Donald.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. All right, 617-779-7937. We got more of OMF. It's coming your way next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You'll review all the factors. What kind of factor is the Patriots' history of having previous taping incidents play in that investigation?
Of course, that's a factor. But I think the key things are the new information that we have. That information we obviously already have. But I think the issue is, what information do we have from this incident?
Do you anticipate a decision by the end of the season?
I don't have an anticipation. We're going to be thorough, and we're going to get all the facts, and we'll go from there.
End of the season?
Oh,
it's not end of the week. End of the season.
Well, somebody just retweeted like that Ian Rappaport tweet a couple days into Deflategate, when I think he said Troy Vincent thinks this will be cleared up in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was 18 months later. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Troy Vincent said it'd be cleared up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. That was like, you know, right after the Indy game. So, no, I think that Roger Goodell and the NFL have been busy. They've been doing, please. Glenn, I mean, you said that you're trying to restructure the referee system. They're planning for a CBA. What do you think it had to do with sharing information?
That's next year.
So, whatever. I'm not going to sit here and spend my time away from. We got stuff. We got agendas. I'll deal with it when I get back to New York.
Yeah, the other thing is that I'm sure all the other owners are like, are you seriously hijacking another meeting? Every time there's a function or an event,
yeah,
some news comes down the pipe, and then here come the Patriots. Always the Patriots at the center of it.
Exactly. Can we continue with the agenda? Can we continue to talk about what we need to talk about for this league? Or we got to sit there and talk about Kraft Productions? You deal with that back in New York, but right now we got stuff to do.
I told you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I must say that if I'm the league, I delay this thing as much as possible, only because it's hiding right now the biggest controversy that actually affects the games that are played on the field, and that is the referees absolutely suck.
It's
a suck fest every single week. And they're talking now internally about maybe we've got to change the system top to bottom. We've got to change the
people. Well, that was on the agenda. Yeah. That everybody open your book to page one, rip it out. We're starting with Kraft.
What was that the game the other night, the Monday night game? The
Giants and
you know, the referee, when, like, the first call he made underneath it said first year ref.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
You got a second year ref on Sunday.
Well, that's what I mean.
For it's the Patriots first year. Game. Second
and I heard, what's our guy's name, Booger?
Yes.
He's got the Miami and the Giants game this week.
Good.
The two crappy teams. Oh, he'll never have a winning team again.
I used to, for years, we would get people that would call us up on these talk shows, and they would say they need to do something about the officiating because these guys are part-time. They're like doctors and lawyers and businessmen during the week, and they don't put anything into it. So they started weeding out all of those guys, as many of them as they could, as they got older, and they bring in these young guys, and these young guys are full-time. And guess what? I don't know what they do in their full-time schedule because they're much worse. I want the old guys back. Yeah. I want the part-timers back.
I want the guy
back.
That was a lawyer or sold medical sales in the offseason.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like that those guy. Type of guys.
I like the guys that realized that this was a supplementary income and that they really needed to do a good job or they would lose it.
It's a complete joke.
There were two fouls by the defense.
Yeah, shut up.
Correct. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. God, embarrassing. Embarrassing. It's the greatest sport in the world, right? Screw soccer. It's the greatest sport in the world. And these people are screwing it up every single week. And it's easy. They can get it right. They can put somebody up there
here's the other
in
thing.
One of those sky boxes.
So this is the one sport that has the most ground to cover, right? Baseball, umps, like, they're not going anywhere.
No.
Basketball, up and down the court. But it's never a sprint. They're jogging. Soccer, I guess maybe, but still it seems like it's 50%. Football, they have the biggest space to cover with the fastest athletes in the world.
Ass what?
Athletes in the world.
He didn't say that, did he?
Athletes.
And big guys in between trying to hit each other.
And then they're the oldest guys. You would think they would have a bunch of CrossFit psychos as refs. Right, that can run up and down the field, that could avoid contact, that have good eyes.
They told Ed Hockley to go home with his big guns.
And Ed was too huffed up anyway. He was just like a big meathead.
They brought his son in because they couldn't find a clone. Give me a break. Gino is in Indianapolis. Hello, Gino.
Hey, gentlemen, it's a pleasure.
Same here, Gino. I
just want to let you know I'm a displaced Bostonian, not a disgruntled Colts fan calling a pile on.
Got it.
Okay.
And Glenn, I've known you for like 40 years. You were in a sports presentation back when I was a freshman in high school with Rick Middleton and Chris Ford and I think Dwight Evans.
Oh, yeah.
At a Q&A. So, always been a big fan and enjoy the show. But I just wanted to.
We used to have floorboards in our car and no air conditioning. Yeah.
I'm just going to set this one out.
I love that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Let me go get a drink.
Turn my mic off.
I didn't mean to interrupt the guys. But I just didn't know if you guys had heard Tony Dungy on Dan Patrick this morning.
All right, hold on 1 second because we have it. So hold on and listen in. This is Tony Dungy.
This is much to do about nothing. I'm not sure why the Patriots would do that, why they would take 8 minutes of someone else's sideline. But you're not going to get anything that you can really use. Everyone is talking now. Everyone is you put the cards up over their face so you can't even lip read. I'm not sure what they would get that would benefit them. So to me, it's breaking the rules. I don't know why they would do that. It could be very innocent. It could be just
then
the Patriots trying to make you think that they're doing something that you have to
okay, I'm done
change
with
your...
thank you.
No, but this
he's,
is the,
he listened
worse.
To Chatham.
No,
he
but here's the thing.
Chatham.
He's worse.
It's the Matt Chatham thing.
Yeah.
However, he has it right. It might
what
have
part?
That they broke the rule.
That's it.
And I don't know why they would do this, but they broke the rule. Like, Matt won't go there. That they didn't
hold
do anything
on.
Wrong.
Hold on.
They broke the rule. And because of that, they are going to pay a penalty.
They should.
Okay, you don't need... Okay, so he knows... So I don't know why they would do that. You know why they would do it? Because they wouldn't. Somebody else would. Somebody completely removed from the football operations was doing a show on a scout. I don't know why they would do that. 8 minutes. Now, it's not 8 minutes. Glenn already told us. It's much longer than 8 minutes, like the whole first quarter. The 8 minutes was from somebody else who was videotaping the videographer.
It was the Bengals employee.
So, again, Tony Dungy, wrong information.
Yeah.
So he's turning it. And he's with these vague statements and these half-truths or exaggerations. He can't even paint a clear picture.
You just didn't like it because he's listening to Chatham and not listening to
no,
you.
No, but he's right. But he's right. But he's making it worse. He's okay. Muddying the waters.
So that, but that is the point that I'm trying to make here today.
Why would they
There's no argument. No argument here about whether the New England Patriots did something wrong or not. They did something wrong. It's against the rules. And since they have been guilty of doing this in the past, you certainly can't avoid it. So I say you slap the penalty on them right away and you move on. Instead, what you're doing is you're allowing this thing to fester, where you get these knuckleheads across the country basically trying to come up with ways in which they were cheating with, as they're describing it, 8 minutes of video, which is ridiculous whether you had an hour, 3 hours of video. There was no cheating going on here. And as Matt Chatham, the brilliant analyst here in New England, you got that right, brother. As he has stated already, nobody does that anymore. You have a green dot. You can talk directly to the defensive guy out there.
So why, again, this is simple. Is the information
this,
that
the league is screwing this up. This is simple.
It's a bad game of telephone. Very, very, very bad game of telephone.
And then you've got, you know, a handful of guys, I'll admit, losing their ever-loving mind, including your good friend.
Who's that?
Rob Parker.
Okay. Oh, he should be suspended indefinitely until they see where this guy's head is, do a thorough investigation, talk to ex-employees to find out how deep-rooted this is. The NFL should go as far as possible and to dig into Bill Belichick and what he's done, talk to as many people, Chris, as possible, because you can't have cheating in a professional, in any sport, where everybody else has to play by one set of rules and you're cheating. I'm serious. And if I were...
That's not bad. I don't disagree with that.
And if I were a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter when the time come, I would have a hard time. If he's found guilty, Chris, we're assuming, right, that he's found guilty and he's involved in this, then I'd have a hard time voting for him, especially for the Hall of Fame, the first ballot.
It doesn't surprise me that Rob Parker's saying
thinks he should be suspended indefinitely right now.
He's not alone.
Look into it.
He's not alone.
And Chris Broussard, who's got such a strong opinion and, you know, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I don't disagree
Shannon
with that.
Sharp wants
you agree
him,
with
Shannon
that?
Shannon Sharp wants him
they
out of the
suspend
league.
Him right now?
Done.
Because as Rob Parker later said, we're assuming he was behind this. They are assuming that Bill is behind this.
Because the league is not.
So there's a few idiots out there, you know, but.
Deal with it.
I think for the most part, you know, you're going to have. I could list them all. There's, what, six of them? But I don't think anybody really thinks Bill was involved in this.
Burn him!
I really don't. But I don't think they care.
You think these knuckleheads are just making it up for TV talk?
No, I think they do. Like I said, Rob Parker, maybe Broussard. I don't know. Nick Wright, Shannon Sharp,
Stephen A.
Kellerman.
Max
Kellerman. I don't think Stephen A. even thinks it.
San Francisco.
Stephen A. does.
Stephen A. thinks it?
Yeah, we have Stephen A. Did we have Stephen A. talking about it?
Cheat?
I thought Stephen A. I watched a little bit of the show today.
How about number seven? Do you believe what Bill Belichick said? It has nothing to do with me. Something that has to do with the Patriots has nothing to do with Bill Belichick. See, right there is where
that was the same argument.
He doesn't know what's going on.
I felt the same thing about Deflategate because Deflategate was football.
But what I'm saying to you is this. Again, we could feel that way about things, but anything that has to do, okay, a videographer, you're scanning the sidelines, et cetera, et cetera. You have a credential from the Browns. Okay, you don't inform the Bengals you have that credential.
You're
filming them from the sidelines, but somehow, some way, that's completely disassociated and separate and apart from you, Bill Belichick. That's where you're incredulous and you're like, really?
See what I mean? They're all doing it, Lou. And the league is allowing it because they're keeping this thing going. I think this is a very quick open and close case. Boom. This is what they did. And there was no scouting cheating. The people like Dungy and Chatham are telling you that you can't really do it with that. It's done. They slap him with a half. Dunsky, slap him with $500,000 and come out and say it was a TV production by keeping it going. And if the commissioner, when he couldn't answer the question of we may not even come to a conclusion.
No, Dunsky.
This season? Are you kidding me? You carry this on beyond Friday, then the league is really stupid if you go beyond Friday without a decision on this one.
You're not going to hear anything.
Slap him with $500,000
Glenn,
fine.
You're not going to hear anything. Come on.
Stupid.
You know how it works. They don't sit there and they never put themselves out in the open for criticism. That they do is they hold on to it.
Such an easy case.
It is.
Easy case.
It should be.
They're guilty.
It should be.
They're guilty of violating the rule.
Well, they admit to it.
Yeah, that's why. Because it's the Patriots. What you have to do is you have to move on. You have to get it done.
I don't think it's fair the way Bill is kind of lumped into this. But Stephen A., in a way, he's accurate.
I'm a pretty brilliant guy.
I mean, in a way.
Accurate
it's
how?
Very, well, listen, the perception has been, and the narrative has been, that Bill knows
enough
everything.
Enough with the perception. Let's get to the reality.
Attention to detail.
What's more important, perception or reality?
So
what do you think weighs people more?
Perception.
I spent 20 minutes on a radio show in San Francisco, humble brag, talking about this very topic. It's because they think that Bill does everything.
They think Bill's
in charge, and that everybody lines up, and he gives them their walking orders.
They think
everybody.
They film practices. They think a lot of stuff.
I have such a headache.
But this league has an opportunity to come out and say, you know, this is what they did.
And Teddy
slap them with a big fine.
So Teddy says, you know, okay, what do you tell people? He's like, you know, somebody's got to fight him. Somebody's got to fight the good fight. Like, I'm sorry, but I need someone to carry me across the finish line. I don't think I can do it anymore.
Are you surrendering?
I'm not necessarily giving up. I'm
sounds like
giving in.
Does sound
I'm,
like
I'm not giving up. I'm giving in. And I asked for someone to carry me across the finish line.
Where's Greg's white towel?
Can
we get that in here?
That nasty, stiff, gross towel?
You should be waving it right now.
Things like a brick right now.
I do. I feel like I've given up because there's no end in sight.
The league can put an end in sight. They could end this thing. They could move on.
How would they
slap him with a big fine? Slap him with a $500,000 fine. This is what they did. It was a TV production. We know how it looked.
It's a TV production. I hope they don't go to the Super Bowl.
Let's move on.
Please don't go to the Super Bowl.
This will continue on for the Super Bowl. Trust me. Matt's in Maine. What do you got, Matt?
Hey, I just got a question. I haven't really heard anybody talking. Like, have the Pats, like, PR departments and stuff like that with other teams must know if the Patriots and Kraft have requested, you know, additional PR people with folk. Like, where are their advanced scouts? Aren't they usually going by themselves, Christian?
Advanced scouts? Well, yeah, they usually.
Yeah, this is a one-off.
Why
would how many other games this season
Matt,
have the
Matt,
the Patriots sent? Yeah, sorry.
It's a TV production. This was a one time only. The advanced scout had a camera because anybody would have picked up the camera in front of him. And it was because the producer that was out there doing it obviously didn't understand what he was doing, didn't understand the rules, and nobody back in Foxborough communicated and said, okay, this is going to be a little bit different than the piece that you did on Jim Whalen, the trainer, when you were doing it at Gillette, okay? You're going to go out there, you're going to be in Cleveland, and there are requirements on what you can film. So do, you know, the advanced scout, interview him in the booth, and then do stuff on the sideline or something, and then we'll pick up the video from the game broadcast and put it in there and edit it into the piece. That's what they should have done. They didn't.
Right.
It's as simple as this. Simple as this. That is it. It's crazy that we're spending so much stupid time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
What are you eating now?
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
I'm eating my dinner.
Oh, that's right. Because you
surrendered.
I told you. I gave in.
Do you know when he goes and he does these other shows? You go and do other shows on other stations. Do they pay you for that?
Christian Fournier with us here.
No, they don't. You do the Dan Patrick show.
That's right.
At least I fight back.
What do you mean?
Hey, remember that time back in 1984? You and ESPN, and I was back here. Woo, it was a crazy time. Wild, Wild West.
The great Glenn Ortberg.
Yeah, I know, right?
Bill really opens up to those guys. Yeah.
Belichick sounds when he's being interviewed on this radio show by somebody he likes, and I'm assuming probably gets paid handsomely to be on WEEI. Just listen to Belichick. Now, we normally...
Yeah,
so you're just upset. Nice. You're just upset, and I apologize.
Glenn brings out the best in everyone.
That he didn't mention your name, that you were part of the program, and next time I will make it clear.
Dan Patrick heard our four minute back.
Sick his 15 producers on you, maybe.
He heard our 4 minute,
a lot of producers.
Well, 4 or 5 minute back and forth with Bill there on Monday, and thinks that's how it always goes.
No,
like that was like a normal moment for Bill. You know, and thinks that that's how it always. Well, listen to this week.
Dan. See how it goes. Jesus.
This hour has been brought to you.
I don't know, Lou.
By ElizabethGrady.com.
15 producers.
Right.
It's just how much content.
We got last call next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
That's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Well, we got into some of the Bill Belichick and Nick Saban stuff earlier in the show, but there was so much other stuff that we missed. So we got a couple little tidbits here. How about when they're talking about social media? Doesn't sound to me like either one of these guys are big on social media.
Yeah, you know, I hate social media. And we get rid of it all and whenever we can, you know, do things that read, but it's the way of the world. I don't know, you guys deal with it more than we do, but it still comes back to fundamental relationships and communication. And there's no cell phones out there on the field. You better know what your teammate's doing. He better know what you're doing, or, you know, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, and I think that because of social media, they're getting a lot of their positive self-gratification by the communication they have without looking somebody in the eye, without developing a relationship with them. And I think that that's a critical part that they all need to develop, and you need to have a team.
No question. Who cares how many likes you get from 2,000 people you don't even know? There's 53 guys in the locker room. Those are the 53 that matter. And I don't know if that always gets through or not, but we keep pounding away, keep trying.
Ah, there's an interesting story behind this, Nickel.
That's going to crush Antonio Brown. That last statement by Bill Belichick, that's going to crush him. He's had a rough day, by the way, Antonio.
I saw that. Yeah, he's putting out some things. He's kind of going after everybody.
Well, somebody must have told him, maybe his agent, whatever, told him, you know what, I don't think you're going to play. The league wants
you. Well, you know, with every week, there's going to be a final blow-up, right?
Yeah.
Like, week 17, when he realizes he's not really playing anymore, it's over. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen.
I hate social media.
Here's the other interesting byplay between Belichick and Saban
last night.
Because you see it in baseball. So in baseball, it was all the old school players, you know, it was the baseball guys. And then you got all of these young whippersnappers that were into analytics, and they started popping up, and now they're all over. Now they're running baseball teams. Well, Belichick and Saban talked about that now. It exists in football.
When I was with the Colts in 75, we did the ice picks. So each play on one card and then punch out the holes for whatever.
I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
So when Maxie Bone would say to me, give me all the plays with Y motion. Boom, stick the ice pick in Y motion. They all fall out. Here's the plays right here. And let's look at what happened on each play. It was tedious, but you know what? You learn the game. Now it's like rushing to do the most important work, the breakdown work,
right,
so we can get the other stuff. And it always drives me crazy, too. We get on the plane after a loss, and I walk on the plane, I look at the, and a lot of times the coaches will be there, you know, on their computer and everything. And I'm like, you know, fellas, The reason why we got beat is because we can't tackle and we can't force the run. Right. Like, all the rest of this is a bunch of garbage. This isn't about a computer, you know, get into some space world technology. This we can't tackle.
And it trains a different type of guy to be a coach.
Right, right.
Because now you can be in technology. Right? If you're really smart on computers and all that, you may not know the first thing about coaching a football player or a technique, but you can rise in the world because you're really good at all that. So you put a lot of information together, but yet couldn't teach the quarterback how to take a snap.
I like space world technology.
I like that.
Space world technology.
That's a good one.
It's computers. It's analytics.
The analytic nerds.
Space world technology.
Space world technology.
They're taking over. And so there's a fear amongst
DVOA.
Yeah, the old guys, right? they're a little bit concerned.
I hate social media.
Pro Football Focus, all their numbers.
Unbelievable.
The space world technology.
That was good stuff.
Space world technology.
Hi, Munt. How are you, bud?
See, I took that as like the all-22 guys, like the Bedards want to look at the all-22 right away. The analytics, don't they all have analytic coaches now that are helping them out during the game? That's different than world technology, isn't it?
I think Belichick, there's some analytics, I think, that he's into. There's a lot of stuff that he believes is really deceiving. That, you know, it doesn't make sense. Baseball, I think analytics work a little bit better. It's the batter against the hitter. In football, it's, you know, if you're a running team, your analytics are going to look a lot different than if you're a passing team. Well, independent of that.
I like the fourth down stuff. Like these teams, like Frank Reich and the Colts, you watch them this year, they go for fourth down so much on fourth and short, and they just realize that over the long course of a season,
Baltimore
it's much worth
it
doing that. Yeah, Harbaugh does the exact same
thing. But could you see some kid being like, well, you know, immediately after the game, well, you know, the ball didn't travel in the air per attempt, per Tom Brady, and we only utilized this, that, or whatever, and, you know, the ratio of this and that. And he's just like, hey, we didn't tackle. Like, we didn't. It wasn't that Tom's only threw the ball 4.2 and we should have thrown it 4.7 because when we're 4.7, we're undefeated.
Yeah.
We didn't tackle.
Yeah.
You can't tackle.
Space world technology, space man. World.
Right, before we turn everything like over to Munt.
All the rest of this is a bunch of garbage.
It is a bunch of garbage. Some people are going to get pissed off here because Kraft took off and he went to the White House today.
Yep.
And here's Trump introducing Robert Kraft at the White House.
I also want to bring a friend of mine up. He's a tremendous success in so many other businesses, but they only know him because he signs Tom Brady's check every week. And he's a champ. He's a winner. His wife, Myra, passed away a longer time ago than we think, Bob. That was a big, tough time for you and for me, too, and for Melania. I just want to tell you, you've been a special friend of Israel. Nobody closer to Israel than Bob Kraft. So, Bob, please come up.
Please come up.
And as usual, his team is mired in first place. Have you ever been in second place? Not too often.
So they were there, by the way, targeting college anti-Semitism and Israel boycotts and stuff like that. So if you're wondering if there are any sound bites here, Munt, of where he's talking about the camera crew from Kraft Productions.
Didn't get that.
He didn't get that today.
Well, meanwhile, poor Susan Pease and Lincoln Mass just threw a radio out the window. It's like, I can't believe Trump and Kraft are together again today.
And what do you got tonight?
Spygate 2.0, Andy Hart is here. And I'm going to start the show probably disagreeing with Glenn.
Good.
Who said some dumb stuff today. So I'm going to react to that.
Wait a minute. Why do you have to go there? Just because you disagree, it's dumb. Maybe you're dumb. I'm smart.
You're not the only one saying it, but I want to promote your show, so I'm going to say that you said it on OMF.
So wait a minute. You're going to say I say dumb things? That's your way you promote a show?
Dumb and entertaining is better than smart and boring.
All right, good.
Okay,
Wouldn't you think so?
I'll give you
No? Okay, you're dumb and entertaining.
I dumbed it down for you, Mike.
I'm a simpleton, as Brian said.
I dumbed it down. If you missed any of our show here today, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the Rewind feature. Text APP to 37937 to download. Standard message and data rates may apply. Boy, Christian's been quiet. All right, Lou.
All right, man.
Christian, I'll see you all tomorrow, boys. Later. 2 o'clock tomorrow. Munt at Night is next.
over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.